Now back to Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, two guys who always tear up at the end of Finding Nemo.
You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It's 9:35 and we're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, as a special surprise to you, I know you've wanted it to happen. We've got with us on the line from ATM, that company in Las Vegas that builds all the great aquariums on the TV show Tanked that you see on Animal Planet. We've got with us the CEO, Wade King, and we've got his better half, his partner's sister, Heather, with us on the line. Welcome to the show, Wade and Heather.
How you guys doing?
Good morning.
We're doing great, thank you. We so appreciate your coming on the show. Rick has been very interested in your show since it got started. He's one of the sponsors here in Mid-Michigan because his store so emphasizes fish tanks. But I have to ask you, where does the creative ideas come from in building all of these different tanks? Because I don't know where you guys come up with these ideas.
Well, first, the customer usually comes to us and says they want a nice aquarium and they want to theme it. So we kind of get a little bit from them. And then from there, Brett throws some things around, the general, my wife, me, Redneck, and we put it all together. And then we go back to the customer and we say, how do you like this? And boom, voila, there you go, an ATM theme aquarium.
Well, it's interesting when the customers come to you because I watched an episode last night where they asked you to build a feng shui tank, and when they first said that, I thought, boy, I bet you he's heard something that sounds like feng shui, but I don't know that he'd heard of that one. So how did that one strike you?
It was a little different, you know, with the earth, the fire, and all that, and incorporate it into the aquarium. We knew we wanted to do a live reef with that, and it's a, you know, it's a tough situation because some people want freshwater, saltwater, and then a reef aquarium. And we do everything, and we want the world to know that, and we do any size, and we want to work with everybody. When it came to the theming of that, it was a little difficult, but it's what they wanted. And, you know, some of the stuff they don't show on the show. They had, like, the kids come out in a dragon to show us their culture, and they were celebrating, and it was really nice and unique, and it was, you know, it's heartwarming with the whole family there and everything.
So you get the great culture experience. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We also research the feng shui some, you know, when they ask you to do things that you're not totally aware of, you know, we always try and know as much as possible on what they want.
So now when you go home, are you going to, like, start doing some feng shui stuff at home?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm sure Brett is.
Wait, did it have, like, it has to have something black in it? Is that right?
No. Well, I think they had to have, like, purple for prosperity. They had needed a red or orange for fire. They had to have metal. They had to have water, wind.
What? Green.
Green. There's a lot of little different things in the way it's facing. So you had to incorporate that in the whole project.
So I have a question. How far an area do you go? I mean, I know locally here we have a dentist office. It's just an awesome tank, 6,000 gallons, either hexagonal or octagonal, right here in Lansing. How far do you guys travel, and how does that work?
Dr. Kevin Mullen. What we did was we travel. I've been in Scotland. I've been in Colombia. I've been in Turkey. I've been all over the world. We have an office in Korea. We travel anywhere in the world, and we do any size, any shape, and whatever you like.
You know, for a small, relatively small, like you just mentioned, the characters involved in this whole play. There's not a lot of them, it sounds like, and yet you're world-renowned, and you're also one of the best in the entire planet. How did you get that way with the staff that you have, and how did you pull this off? I mean, where did you get this amazing expertise?
Well, I started when I was a little boy. I grew up with aquariums in my house, and we had, like, a little pet store. My parents got divorced, and my stepfather was the first service, actually, on the East Coast in New York, and I helped him service, and then I got into the manufacturing. When I moved to San Diego, I moved to Las Vegas very shortly after. My father-in-law asked me for an aquarium. We built it in his garage. From there, I met my wife, and I told my father-in-law, hey, we can start this company. And we took it from, you know, from 1 year, 5 years later, we became number one in the world in custom shapes. And we do pool panels, we do exhibits, and we traveled. We went all over the world. We have a, you know, our whole office here is a big family. Everybody that works for us, it's not employees, we're family. We're all work together. We all know where we want to be, and we put the best, you know, foot forward. And from that, it just sprung up, and we goofed in the office for years, and Brett never worked, as you can see on the show, and we goofed around. And 5 years ago, he says, we should be on Animal Planet. He actually dreamed this 5 years ago. And it's funny, we talk about it today. So I push him. I say, hey, Brett, you got to, you know, go run with it. And I haven't seen Brett for a few years. He popped back and said, now we're on TV.
Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Well,
I think one of the things that makes our company so good is Wade, as an owner, doesn't just sit at his desk. He goes and he does the work, and he's sees what's going on, and I think that being very hands-on in a business like this makes all the difference in the world.
Heather, I think you're exactly right, because in the episode where you built the boat aquarium for the small boy having the surgery, the fact that you observed that it wasn't going to fit and were able to fix it in the last 24 hours before it shipped, that was kind of important, because that would have been a nightmare if it had arrived there and it didn't fit because someone made a mistake or didn't measure it properly.
Right. I think that's what makes Wade a little bit different than most people in his position. He doesn't just sit at the desk and give orders. He goes out there and gets dirty just like the rest of the workers, you know, and does what it takes to get the job done.
Honey, you can go get some shoes tonight.
Wade, let me ask this question for you. Of the whole process, what part of it do you enjoy the most? Is it the customer interaction? Is it the creative devising of it? Is it the dealing with the fish and the science? I mean, there's a lot of components to what you do. What part do you enjoy the most that really drives you?
I get excited thinking about it in the beginning to figure it out. Because once I figure it out, I know it can be done. Then, you know, the process going through, it's rough because, you know, you have a lot of different pieces. But the best is at the end when the kids run up to it and they see it and you know you built it and it's done right. And, you know, it's just a feeling that you can't describe.
How about you, Heather?
Yeah, because I don't have much to do with the actual builds, I love to see people's reaction to their finished product. There's nothing better than knowing you did something that makes someone else, you know, feel good and makes them happy, and that you had, even if it's just a little part in that. To me, watching them see the finished product is the most amazing thing.
We would probably figure out how Brett got involved, but what about Redneck, and how did you meet him, and how did he become such an integral part of your business?
Redneck came to me about 15 years ago and wanted a job, and we became best friends since then. And we're here every night. We think things together. We're like brothers, you know. It's a tight family. You know, we all have our positions. You know, as being the big boss, I had to make sure that everybody...
Thank you, honey. I know.
But I have to make sure that everybody's in their right area. If you build crates and you're great at it, that's what you do. But if you build crates and you're better on the phones, I have to make sure I put you on the phones. And Redneck's all around. He was like my right-hand man in the back shop. Anything I needed done, he thought like me and went out there and did it. So it's not like I always had to be around him and tell him what to do. You know, and so a lot of times he surprises me. He's great at what he does.
Well, he must be. I don't know if I would want him driving a truck in New York. But bottom line is, he does seem to have a lot of other values. My question for Heather. Heather, how do you handle working with your husband, your brother, your father? How do you do that and stay sane when you spend all your time outside of work with your family and all your time at work with your family?
You know what? Some days it's easy. Some days not so much. you know what? You have to take the good and bad like everything else, and just kind of go with the flow, I guess. It's Yeah. Some days are hard because sometimes it's hard to separate business and personal. And if you have a disagreement, it's hard to not take it home and carry it over. But somehow we've managed for, 16 years. So I guess we're doing something right.
Well, I like the fact that you also sought out to get a little bit of payback. Putting him in the Shark Tank, I thought, was a good idea. So good for you for getting back at him for week one. Because bottom line is, that's an important part of keeping the score settled.
Yeah, that was more for Brett than even for Wade. I knew that Wade going in the Sharks wouldn't be quite that scary, and Brett definitely deserved more of the abuse because he was definitely shelling out more of the abuse.
Yeah, I wanted to go in without the cage.
That makes, I'm quite sure you have quite the sense of courageousness, I guess, giant courage on your part. I imagine going in with sharks is no big deal.
Well,
listen, coming to work with my wife, my brother, and my father-in-law is worse than any shark cage.
I can see that being the case. Well, Rick, Wade, and Heather, we're going to take a break real quick, and we're going to bring you back after the break. We're talking this morning with the stars of the TV show Tanked on Animal Planet on Friday evenings at 9 o'clock. And we'll be back right after the break here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.